T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Leventhal joining us this morning, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. And with a new fiscal year beginning Saturday, Dave, we're looking at a possible government shutdown later in the week.
We sure are, Susan, and it wouldn't be Congress if there wasn't a little last-minute drama of this sort. So the stakes are pretty high here, because if they don't get this done, Congress, that is, by Saturday at 12:01 a.m., then we're going to have at least a temporary and partial lapse of government funding that would affect the operation of government. And that would mean government shutdowns of some sort in agencies. So we've seen and read lots and lots of different contingency plans that agencies have all across the government as to what they're going to do and when they're going to do it if the money ultimately runs dry. And we're going to have a series of votes this week that is ultimately going to decide whether they're going to beat the clock and be able to fund the government before the coffers do run dry.
It's what's expected here? Another kick the can down the road, slap each other on the back and say we did it for now?
That's effectively what's going on, Brian. And without boring you with the painful details, there are going to be some procedural votes, or almost what you could call test votes, to see if certain aspects of this continuing resolution, this kick the can down the road bill, will pass. The big one is going to be a provision that is centered around Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, who wants to have basically an energy permitting bill included in this. And what that would do is just make it easier for energy companies to go ahead and have projects that go forward. He also wants funding for a pipeline, natural gas pipeline, that would extend from West Virginia to Virginia. So these may not sound like overarching national issues, but he's got a lot of power, but he's also got a lot of opposition to that, both from some Democrats and some Republicans, too, who don't want him to get a win because he is still nominally a Democrat. So expect that to go down today. If that fails and goes forward, then both the House and the Senate are going to have to scramble to do something that's going to be a little bit different. And there are other provisions in here, too, to consider. That includes a disaster relief, not for necessarily the hurricane that's about to hit Florida, but wildfires and other things that have happened in the past many months in the United States. And, you know, also to Ukraine funding and the military aid that would go to Ukraine as well. So lots of moving parts and a very firm deadline.
Dave, we recently talked to you about the Insider series Red, White, and Gray on the aging members of Congress and the White House. Now it looks like it's gone a step further, looking at the federal judiciary, and that might be even older.
Yeah, we have a story out today, and I would encourage everyone to read it, a bombshell from my colleagues Ryan Barber and Camila DeChalice, who have talked about all different sorts of things going on behind the scenes in the federal judiciary, which I should note, the average age is 68 years old. We have a story in there about a judge who was 104 years old and still hearing cases on the federal bench. We have a new story about how one particular federal court in the United States, the judges there were so concerned about losing their mental acuity or somebody losing their mental abilities that they basically had what you could liken to a career suicide pact, where they would basically say, all right, you know, it's time to leave. And one would abide by it so long as the others agreed to it in secret. And this is all with the backdrop of whether federal judges, be it at the Supreme Court level or at the appellate or district court level, should have term limits or should have age limits. It's a very controversial issue. It's a very sensitive issue, but at the same time, too, it's a pretty critical one. If you have a judge on the bench who is hearing a life and death kind of case for people who may not necessarily have all their faculties.
Well, it's an interesting discussion that you've got ongoing over there in Insider, looking at pretty much all aspects of the federal government and how old exactly people are getting there. Dave, when you look ahead toward past the midterms and toward 2024, I mean, it looks like that discussion doesn't change. I feel like everyone who's big in the name's been floating around, Biden, Trump, and then everybody else. So you're kind of following that similar path.
Absolutely. If Joe Biden and Donald Trump run against each other and one was to win over the other, it would be guaranteed that the next president of the United States would be serving well into his 80s. Of course, a lot can happen between now and then, and it remains to be seen whether that will be the case. But even in the current state of play, we're talking about Congress. We're talking about this continuing resolution and funding the government. Well, the top three Democrats in the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Jim Clyburn, they're all over the age of 80. And we've talked to many, 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 both older and younger leaders for this Red, White, and Gray project and put the question to them, you know, is there a better way to do it? Should there be term limits for members of Congress? A lot of the younger members say, well, you know, we feel like we've been blocked. So we have lots of new ideas, fresh blood. We're the ones who are going to be around 50 years from now. And basically reaping what is sown today. So we should be having a seat at the table in terms of top leadership decisions at the top echelons of our government. So definitely a lot of tension between younger and older Americans on this. And curiously, we commissioned a poll, and actually a lot of baby boomers are very in favor of term limits, more so even than younger Americans. So there are some cross currents as well that might be a little bit unexpected, but are playing out in the context of what we're talking about here.
You know, if there were to be age limits on these offices, would it go to voters? Would it be up to states? How would it proceed?
Yeah, it really depends on the jurisdiction, and we're talking here on the federal level. There are age restrictions actually at the state level for judges, for example, in many, many states across the country, more than 30, in fact. But ultimately, if we're talking about term limits for Congress, it's something that Congress would almost certainly have to initiate or be a part of. There's some question as to whether it would take a law or a constitutional amendment. But like a lot of things, if Congress wants to, or if somebody wants to do something to Congress and about Congress, then Congress itself oftentimes has to make the decision. And there's definitely not an appetite at this point, at least in a widespread way among members of Congress, to limit themselves in a way that they're not limited right now.
All right, Dave, thank you for the update. Appreciate it. Dave Leventhal, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.